song. Salute to song, a quarter hour of words and music, familiar music from the treasure trove of time, melodies we have come to know and love, and stirring tales from the pens of men who have heard these songs and felt in them a story untold, a human drama struggling to be born. For your pleasure, then, melodies and the stories they inspired, our salute to song.
Before we begin our salute to song, here's the orchestra and vocalists in a medley of familiar tunes. You've Got Something, and It's the Lovely.
You've got something, darling, something that's driving me slowly but surely insane.
Something tempting, something intangible, something rare that I never could explain.
So if gladly I admire you and madly desire you, all else above,
please believe me or not, it's merely because
walking, dear, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely.
I understand the reason why your sentiments are hot, so am I. It's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely.
You can tell at a glance what a swell night this is for romance. You can hear dear Mother Nature murmuring low, let yourself go.
Oh, please treat my chickadee, kiss you, just say to me,
it's delightful, it's delicious, it's delectable, it's delirious, it's dilemma, it's delimit, it's delimit, it's delimit.
The spotlight is focused on the stage and the action of our play is about to begin. And now the footlights go up and the curtain rises on a scene of a story of long ago. A young woman is alone, deserted this cold Christmas Eve by her no-account husband. Disheveled and tired, she wonders if anyone will help her, for she knew a better life. She had seen better days. Our song that tells our sad story was written in the 90s by our composer. We salute James Thornton for his song, She May Have Seen Better Days.
Tom, you can't do this to me.
Who said I can't?
Tom, you've got to come back to Centerville. You've got to come back and take care of the baby and me.
Say, listen, I told you once that I never want to see you again. I'm telling it to you now for the last time, you understand? Now get out.
Why did you marry me then? Why did you make me the mother of a child and then forsake us?
Didn't I tell you to get out?
I'm not going. I took my last cent to come here and find you, and I'm not leaving until you make some plans to take care of me.
Are you not, huh? Well, we'll see about that. If you don't go, I will, and you'll never find me again either. Now, come on, come on, get out.
Keep your hands off me. Leave me alone.
Come on.
Please, Tom.
Thank you.
John, I hate to think of you going back to that apartment and spending your Christmas Eve all alone.
Well, Fred, it's kind of you to invite me over, but let me tell you something. I think Christmas Eve is a time when a family ought to be together. Nobody but the family. Oh, you don't know how lucky you are to have a wife and kids to love you.
I guess I am, John. We often think of you and sort of wish you were married.
Well, I suppose it would be better. But I guess I'll always be a bachelor. It's a cozy apartment these nights when I put a big log on the fire and get out a good book. You know, there's something to say for a bachelor's life, too.
Yeah, sure. Hey, look at it. John, what happened to those women? Somebody probably kicked her out.
Hey, look, John, at that crowd.
Seems they're having fun with somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah, the police ought to lock her up.
Oh, hey, look. It's a woman lying on the doorstep.
Why, she's sobbing.
Yeah.
She hasn't a coat on, and it's awfully cold tonight.
She looks like she may have seen better days. What? I wonder what's wrong with her.
Nobody seems to be trying to find out. It's a nice Christmas spirit.
Yeah.
I'm going to find out what's the matter.
You better be careful, John.
Go on, the rest of you. Get out. Leave this woman alone.
Yeah, can't you see she's in trouble? Be about your business. Yeah. Come on, get along with you.
Can I help you, miss? What's the trouble?
Oh, nothing. Nothing. He's gone now, and I might as well be dead.
Oh, here. You mustn't talk that way. Where do you live?
No place, no.
Don't you think you ought to get in out of the cold? You're freezing here.
Yes, I'll go away.
Look here, you'd better come with me. Here, wrap my coat around you.
John, what are you going to do?
I'm going to take her with me, where it's warm. Find out what's wrong. You'd better go on home, Fred.
But,
Your wife will be waiting for you.
Well, all right, I think I will. Good night, John.
Good night. Now, young lady, you come along with me. Now, drink this hot coffee. It'll perk you up.
Oh, thank you. This warm fireplace makes me feel better already.
That's fine. Oh, there's nothing like a fireplace and a good cup of hot coffee to make you feel warm. Feel any stronger?
Oh, ever so much better. You're so kind.
Am I? Well, maybe you'll tell me now who you are and what the trouble is.
Well, I don't know if I should. Oh, but I'm not what those jeering people said I was. I'm not bad.
I didn't think you were when I saw you lying there.
Oh, don't mention it. I want to forget it.
Very well. There's a man, isn't there?
Yes, my husband. He came to my hometown over a year ago. Was sent there on an engineering job. I met him at a party one night. I fell in love with him at first sight.
Yes, go on.
But when he asked me to marry him, my parents pleaded with me not to until I knew him better. But I thought I knew best. 2 weeks after the wedding, he left me. Oh, it was terrible. The whole town talked. Then when my baby came, I couldn't stand their miserable gossip any longer. Even my poor mother and father seemed to hate me.
Oh, but how did you get here?
When I found out he was here in New York, I scraped enough money together to come here and find him. To plead with him to come back and take care of me and his child. I finally found him. But he'd have nothing more to do with me. I had no money. Nowhere to go. Now they jeer at me and whisper she may have seen better days.
Now you're not going to let what those foolish people said upset you, are you?
I'll try not to. Oh, but I must go. I've got to find some work somewhere to take care of my baby.
This city's no place for you. You belong with your child back in Centerville.
How will I ever get back to my baby?
Tonight's Christmas Eve. You can take the midnight train and be home in time for Christmas.
I wish I could be with my baby tomorrow.
Here's some money. Enough to cover the train fare.
No, I can't take money from you.
And now listen. I'm going to handle this. If I can't be a good Samaritan at Christmas... Oh, come on. We'll get our things and I'll take you to the train. We'll just have time to find a place along the way to get some little present for the baby.
But I shouldn't take this money. I don't know when I'll be able to pay it back.
Oh, don't worry about that now. You take it. And then someday when you've lots of money to spare, you can send it to me. Oh, better still, bring it to me.
Oh, thank you so much. I'll never forget you. Maybe I have seen better days, but somehow... I feel now there are still better ones ahead.
the lights are shining any place but there.